This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you're great. I hope you well. I hope you had a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be here with you hanging out for one more hour. Your show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's been a busy, busy day. Apparently, Giannis Antetokounmpo is once again considering an exit from the Milwaukee Bucks. The Los Angeles Clippers, we learned early this morning on their way into Atlanta that the Clippers don't want Chris Paul. They told Chris Paul, yeah, we don't care if you're retiring. Good riddance. They sent him home. We got to see whether or not they're going to release him outright, whether they'll trade him. They won't be able to do so for about 2 weeks. And Chris Paul's time is it's done. Ouch. Talked about Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger, thinks he needs to leave the Steelers. Deshaun Watson activated today to practice. Is he going to make a regular season appearance before the year is up? Browns got about 3 weeks to figure that one out. And so we've had a busy day. Thank you so much to Law Murray for joining us from The Athletic to talk about the Clippers. We had a conversation about Drake May. He is the odds-on favorite right now with all the sports books to win NFL MVP. Man, I'm still going with Matthew Stafford. If you would have asked me to make a bet as to who was going to win, yeah, for right now it might be Drake May. But I'm still going with Matthew Stafford. And then, of course, I told you, it's Wednesday. I gave you a new top six list. We talked about the most hated coaches ever. And number six, I gave you Coach K. Number five, I gave you Nick Saban. Number four, I gave you Urban Meyer. Number three, I gave you Lane Kiffin. Number two, I gave you Bobby Knight. Number one, I gave you Bill Belichick. Yeah, we've had a fun show. We got more. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I mentioned to you, apparently there's something that Michael Jordan hates or he doesn't like. I could tell you something that a lot of people hate about Michael Jordan right now. And so we'll get into that. We got a lot to do as the show continues on. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can call up 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on your local affiliate. Shout outs to everybody listening from Bakersfield to Baltimore and everything in between. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead and put the app on your phone. What the heck you waiting for? You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, you just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. You know, one of the big news pieces and stories of the day, as I mentioned, I'm going to get back to the phone lines momentarily, was the fact of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Pretty much it's been reported that he's considering an exit from the Bucks. The Bucks have been on a slide. They suck. They do. They got a record of 9-13. They've lost 8 out of their last 9 games. They are currently 11th in the Eastern Conference, and Giannis is just still busting ass. He's kicking ass. 30 points a game, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. But he apparently wants to leave. But there is some bad news for Giannis. I don't know if you want to call this karma. I don't know if you want to call this bad luck. Me, I don't care about none of that stuff. I will open up an umbrella inside. I will hug a black cat. I will walk under a ladder. I don't care about that stuff. But tonight, here's some unfortunate news. Damn, Giannis had to exit tonight's game with a calf strain. You cannot make this stuff up. Right now, as it stands, the Detroit Pistons are in Milwaukee. Guess what? They're winning 48-37. Giannis had to exit the game with a calf strain. Shout outs to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botry. Ryan, you can't make this up, huh?
No, not at all. And it's not even like it was a physical play. It just looked like Giannis was trying to get back on defense, and he just went down. From what I've seen from the Twitter doctors, it doesn't look like an Achilles rupture, but it's still a calf strain, and you can't mess with that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo only played 3 minutes in this game. 3 minutes, 2 points at the free throw line, 1 rebound, 1 assist. He played 3 minutes before he had to exit the game with a calf strain. Wow. I mean, just a couple hours ago, boom, right in the kisser. Giannis is trying to negotiate an exit. Him and his agent are trying to figure out if they can be moved. And then tonight, and I don't know, maybe he's playing tight. Maybe it's in the back of his mind. Maybe this is something that just happens. He goes down. Damn. And I'm not a Twitter doctor. I mean, it was just a couple of days ago that Sauce Gardner is over here looking at the back of his leg. He's like, oh, my God, who kicked me? Nobody kicked him. They thought he might have blown out his Achilles. He has a calf strain. You never know. And nowadays, everybody wants to zoom in on a guy's leg and they want to see a ligament or bone snap or like Tatum's leg. Or people are looking for pain. We got so many angles and 20K televisions now. So, damn, that sucks for Giannis. I mean, he did have a groin issue earlier this season. But when he's out there playing, he's busting ass. And I think that any team in the NBA, if they could have Giannis Antetokounmpo, they would want him. He's one of the dudes that you would absolutely want on your team. I would say it's him and Luka. And we know Wemby's had his injury issues, but Wemby might be the other guy. We know he's still trying to return from his own calf strain. It's crazy to think about it. He's, what, 6 inches taller, 4 or 5 inches taller than Giannis? It's just it's unbelievable. It's nuts. Let's listen to Giannis. This was, what, October 8th? He talked about going to other teams and having interest. And he's like, right now I'm committed to the Bucks, and today the Bucks suck. So he might want to be out. Listen to this.
Temptation. You know, temptation. You know, like when you, you're going through the amusement park or you go through the outside and you're not wearing your wedding ring like me now, and the people are looking at you. Looking at you, they're like, oh, he's, you know, he's kind of handsome. Oh, it's temptation. And that starts when the season ends until the season begins. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to approach me or approach, I don't know, my agents. And they're going to say, hey, this is a possibility, that's a possibility, this is a possibility, this is a possibility. But at the end of the day, ultimately, I'm going to make a decision. My decision today is that I'm here. And I'm committed to this team.
For now. Now, this definitely puts a fly in the ointment, a little monkey wrench in the situation. Because it was kind of reported that, hey, at any point, you know, when we get past the 15th and you have more players eligible to be traded, that he ultimately might look to move on. If you got a calf strain, well, damn it, he might be with this team. I always thought he was going to get moved during the deadline. That's just me. Because I looked at the roster and I'm like, Miles Turner? Who gives a damn about Miles Turner? Nobody. Come on. They're not going to make nobody better. I thought he's going to get moved during the trade deadline. And so he still might have to wait until February. So today we get the news that Giannis might be wanting out of Milwaukee. He has scrubbed his social media of references to Milwaukee outside of his, you know, his championship. And now he goes down. And so this is going to put a little bit of a delay in things. It's the nature of sports. You can't make this stuff up. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And then also we learned, of course, that Chris Paul, who is waltzing right into the Hall of Fame whenever he's done, he told everybody, what, a week or two ago, this was going to be his final season. He's been kind of stuck on the Clippers bench. The Clippers, like the Bucks, well, they're even worse. They are 5-16, and Chris Paul was expected to be a backup throughout the course of the season. He hasn't been able to get into the game. And apparently he's been kind of telling the team, hey, you guys suck. What are we doing? And he also apparently hasn't spoken to Ty Lue, the head coach, in weeks. And so I think they made the decision early this morning to say, Chris Paul, go home. We don't need you. We don't want you. Lawrence Frank spoke to the media. He spoke to ESPN, and he said, listen, we suck. It's my fault. We're not blaming Chris Paul. He's a legend.
We did not make this move because of our underperformance. He had nothing to do with that. I take full responsibility for our record. We are not scapegoating Chris Paul. We have many issues, and we're going to address each issue for our underperformance. But I do want to make it clear, we have great respect for Chris, for the career that he's had, and for his impact on the organization, what he did to help transform the franchise. And we're not blaming him for underperforming. This decision had nothing to do with one incident or one meeting that did or did not happen. You know, some of our business, you know, respectfully, I have to keep in-house, but this didn't come down to, you know, just a one incident, one meeting. It just wasn't the right fit.
It wasn't the right fit. Because he was, yeah, we're going to keep what happened in-house. Chris Paul was saying, you suck, you need the rebound. He was looking at Ty Lue going, what the hell are you doing? Hey, he's like, hey, I can help run the offense. And they just said, man, your old ass is doing too much. Sit down. Stop it. Now he's gone. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Gave you a top six list, talked about some of the most hated coaches ever. You would think Mike Tomlin is hated in Pittsburgh, the way people are talking about him. Got Ben Roethlisberger on podcast saying he needs to go and coach at Penn State. It's just, it's a wild space we're at right now. Let's get back to more of your calls. We'll ultimately hear this hour from Michael Jordan. I think people hate something that he's doing right now. But let's talk to Mike. He's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good evening, JR. Listen, I got a few things I got to say. I'm going to make it quick. Giannis, I don't follow too much for basketball. I used to. I was a big Bulls fan when they won, and they stink now, so I don't pay attention. But, you know what? I like the guy, and it's, by the way, when I hear him talk, he sounds like my grandpa from Greece. My grandpa's Greece, from Greece, nice. My mother's father. He sounds just like him, honest to God. He's got the same accent. Unbelievable. And you could tell he's Greek a mile away. I love it. But he's a great guy. But, you know, I mean, what's it with these players? They get all this money, and then they don't like the team because the team's not gelling. And he won an NBA title with them a few years back. So, I mean, I'll just say that real quick.
Before you move on, let me say this. And what else is he going to say? Doc Rivers actually spoke to the media prior to tonight's game and prior to the injury of Giannis. Giannis, if you're just tuning in, he had a calf strain and exited tonight's game against the Pistons 3 minutes in. Doc Rivers said, quote, I want to make it clear for the 50th time, and it's not getting to one network for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. Doc Rivers told reporters, I cannot make that more clear. Now, those are words from Doc Rivers. Now, what I will say is Giannis doesn't have to demand a trade to make it clear that he is thinking about going or that he wants to go. So I will say that in response to Doc Rivers. But go ahead, Mike.
No, okay, I hear you. Well, here, you want to talk about that most hated coach. Obviously, Bill Belichick was on my list. But since you've already spoke about him, does stealing money from an organization constitute as being a hated coach? Because I got one right in mind.
Well, it depends. There's a lot of coaches stealing money, right?
Right. So here's mine. I'm a huge White Sox fan.
Oh, boy.
And I understand that Reinsdorf hired Tony La Russa for a second honeymoon, okay? But when you see Tony La Russa sitting in the dugout.
Falling asleep.
And, I mean, this guy is getting a high paycheck from.
He was old.
And he's stealing money.
He was old.
He was old. And I, you know. He left the White Sox, couldn't win a World Series, but he went on with the A's, and I got to say it's on my list. But and one last thing, JR, and one other thing. I hate any head coach that is a coach of the Packers because I despise them, and I'm really scared about this weekend, man.
Chicago.
Let me just say this real quick. Yeah, I don't think – I think the Bears are just a smoke and mirror.
Yeah, I do.
And
I
their
agree.
Luck is their luck's going to run out.
Well, I don't want to call it luck. It's progression. Does anybody think they're going to win the Super Bowl? I don't think so, but it's a nice progression from where they've been. So we'll take that. Mike, thank you for
calling. He's got him the right way. Thanks,
yeah, he's moving. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. I love that. He's talking about I knew from when he said money, stealing money, Jerry Reinsdorf. I'm like, he's going to say Tony La Russa. That is one of the funniest scenes ever. Tony La Russa falling asleep on the bench. It's like, why'd you bring him back? Because you're old and he's old. Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't know if he wants to sell the team or keep the Jerry. Just move on, bro. Come on, man. Damn. Trying to think of another coach. Well, I mean, Phil Jackson, he was caught falling asleep on the bus in New York City. He's falling asleep at the airport. It's like, this is the guy running the New York Knicks. Does he have energy to do it? He's just falling asleep everywhere. Is he a college student? Did he work a double at work? You got five kids at home? Why is he falling asleep? On the subway? No, I mean, not everybody falls asleep. Bacha, is it safe to fall asleep on the subway in New York or them days over?
It depends what line you're on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember a coach. I don't know. What coach would be funny if he fell asleep on a bench? We don't even have elderly coaches in the NBA. All the coaches are relatively young. Damn. Bacha, is there an old NBA? Is there even an old NBA game? They're all young.
Steve Kerr is getting up there.
Getting up there.
Yeah. He's probably old enough.
Oh, come on. Yeah, but he's not in his 70s. Come on. Steve Kerr got to be 60, maybe, possibly. Can't be that old. Come on.
I'm looking.
He's 60 flat. Cut it out, man. Stop.
I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa. No, he ain't falling asleep at 60. Come on, Bacha. This is called ageism, what you're doing right now. That's not nice.
I'm just saying, when you're tired and just close, rest your eyes for a couple minutes.
No.
It can happen.
My point is, there is no, and he just got retired from broadcasting. There's no Hubie Brown on the sidelines, okay? There's no, Hubie would have been old. I mean, Hubie, if you put Hubie Brown on, he's like 90-something years old right now, but he was old when he was coaching, man.
Yeah, but either way, I don't think it's possible to have a super old coach in basketball anymore, just because the systems are rapidly changing and the new schemes and three-pointers and everything like that is different than these original coaches.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. You got to stand up and yell and scream and be angry like J.J. Redick. Why not? You got to be able to curse people out. Damn. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Andrew is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. You know, being from Michigan, you brought up Stafford earlier. You brought up the Pistons. I have a lot of people to pick from, but probably from one of the darkest times in Detroit sports was when Matt Patricia was our head coach.
His players hated him. They hated his guts. They hated him.
By the time that man ended his tenure in Detroit, he looked like a goofball riding around on a four-wheeler during practice because he broke his foot or something. It was... I can't even express my hate for him. That was darker times from when we went 0-16, was when he was our head coach. He tried to install the Patriot way. I could name off every Patriot assistant coach that went on to become a head coach because none of them were good. It's just it was insane times, and he's on the top of my list, along with Monty Williams, who didn't even want to be in Detroit for the Pistons.
Yeah. They just gave him tons of money to show up, and he said, they're going to pay me 70-plus, I'll show up. Oh, by the way, didn't Matt Patricia, it was him and Darius Slay, they hated each other, right? They hated each other's guts.
Yeah, he was the one that Matt Patricia traded away. He was a defensive head coach and decided to trade away Keandre Diggs, Darius Slay, with getting rid of our entire defense because, like you said, nobody liked him. Nobody wanted to play under him, so they all spoke out. And he got him traded because his butt buddy was at GM.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that means. Well, thank you, Andrew, for calling from Michigan. I don't know Whom Buddy? I don't know what that is. Anyway, speaking of Darius Slay, he's now a member of the Buffalo Bills. The Steelers waived him, and now he's with the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. Yeah, Matt Patricia, I feel like they had a party when he left. It's nuts. It's crazy out here. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I see you, Sam and Ryan and Brent. I'll get you on. We'll hear from Michael Jordan. He's doing something that I personally don't like right now. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to get into before we roll out. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. Not the first time I've heard that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What a busy day. We get these rumors about Giannis exploring opportunities outside of Milwaukee. And then Giannis goes down tonight with a calf strain. We got Chris Paul. He's sent home from the Clippers. They're either going to cut him or maybe trade him in about a week or 2 weeks. Clippers are going nowhere. Bucks are going nowhere. The Steelers, people aren't happy with the Steelers there. They're not going anywhere. That's, I guess, the problem. You're like, hey, get Tomlin out of here. We got Ben Roethlisberger sitting around on podcasts, and I want you to hear Big Ben. He's like, oh, yeah, let's send Mike Tomlin to Penn State. Listen to this.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe – go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd Dude. Probably go win national championships.
Because
he's a great recruiter.
Man, people they're just saying great, just crazy stuff. I almost said great stuff. A little slip of the tongue there. No, that's not great. That's some crazy things. And we had a whole conversation about Mike Tomlin early in the show. So I'm like, let's just give it a break. Let him finish out the year. Let him try for a quarterback next year. Let him try one more QB. Everybody knew that this was a roll of the dice with Aaron Rodgers, given his age and the roster construction. They don't have a number two wide receiver. It's a lot going on. You ain't got no quarterback. You got nothing. Okay. Nothing. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls. We'll hear from Michael Jordan. Because I guess we should all be so grateful and thankful that Michael Jordan woke up and, I don't know, 2 months ago, shot a bunch of segments on NBC that are be sprinkled over the next several months. But we'll talk about that in a second. Alan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going, JR, man?
Going good. What's up?
Hey, real quick, I also think Tomlin and McCarthy should go to college and win some national titles. But the thing I wanted to call about was being here in Wisconsin, there's something I think, like the way I was raised and like the experience I've had over my life, I've always been told and learned that if everybody's looking over here, you should look over there. And everyone's talking about where Giannis is going to go, where, you know, where they think he's going to go. He wants to go to New York and all these other, you know, random places. One thing that I know being here in Wisconsin that I know about Giannis is that he always had an affinity for Kobe Bryant and Jimmy Butler because of how hard they played. And, you know, how well they were on defense and stuff like that, how they were on both ends of the court. So he always had an affinity for them. Now, he never really was one for, like, being friends with people in the league. But randomly, he became, like, best friends with Steph Curry. And that's well known. Now, if you look at it, you know, it's not about where he's going to go. Because wherever he goes, that team is going to have to give up stuff, you know, to get him in a trade. So it's really about where he can sign after his contract expires. Now, when his contract expires and he can go wherever, I think Golden State is the place people often have to look at that he could really end up. He's got his best friend, and he's got another dog like him that he admires the hell out of, both in the same spot on the other side of the country.
Now that, and I hear you, Alan, that's something to keep in mind. So Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be able to sign a contract extension at the end of next year. Now, before we get there, something to keep in mind is what anybody is going to be willing to give up for Giannis. Is he going to want to go to a place where he can sign a long-term contract? I just find it tough, and I could be wrong, where he gets traded someplace as a rental, because you're still going to have to fit in his current salary. And with a lot of these cap restrictions, given what we have here and who's on second apron and third apron and who can be traded and whatnot, it could be difficult. So I think if a team is going to go in on Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's not going to be in a rental situation, but I think it'll more so likely be in a long term. And yes, it's been well documented about his relationship with Steph Curry and his respect factor there. But we're already talking about a team spending loads and buckets and buckets and buckets of cash. So I'd be real interested on how or if they're able to make anything work. I'd be shocked if anything happens in the middle of the season. We just got to wait and see. But before we see anything, and thank you, Alan, for calling from Wisconsin, we got to see what happens with this guy's health. The dude just strained his calf tonight. Amongst all the rumors that came along today, he just strained his calf. And of course, we have you look at the comments on some of the videos. People are like, oh, my God, his calf is fine. He's just faking it out there. He doesn't want to play. OK, sure. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got Ryan from Ontario. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. What's up? Ryan from Alberta, Canada. Okay. 51st state.
Okay. Is that where you want to be or that where you want to go?
Well, I would love to, yep.
Okay. I don't know if the country agrees with you, but go ahead.
No, just Alberta.
Okay. Thank you,
Calvin. I'm calling in about the coaches, most hated coaches here. I would have to go with Graham James. He was a major junior hockey coach, and he was convicted of sexually assaulting multiple players that went pro. So much as to a former St. Louis Blues player actually going to jail for taking a hit out on him.
Okay, wow. Well, not something I think the majority of North America is familiar with, but thank you, Ryan. We appreciate you, okay?
Yeah, no, all good, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and shout outs to everybody in Calgary. Wasn't the most representative of a national call, but thank you. I think we all learned something today, okay? And despicable, but I think we learned something. Thank you, Calgary. 888-710-4ISN. Brent is calling from Illinois. What's up, Brent?
Hello, Jared. Great to talk with you again.
All the time. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know if anybody brought this up. I was out for a bit after your top six list. But here's a more one was a more of a physical jerk. And you said coaches of all time hated. How about Woody Hayes from Ohio State?
Oh, when he punched that guy, what is it, from Florida? Oh, Clemson. He punched the guy, right?
Well, he punched a cameraman during the Ohio State-Michigan. I think it, one of Art Schleser's biggest games in the 80s, he punched a player, and then he got fired after that. But he was known to hit. He was physically, he's like one of the, he physically hit people when he didn't get his own way.
Did any, you know, now I think about it, I never heard about this. I remember him punching that guy. Did anybody punch his ass back? Nobody ever punched him back, right?
No, I don't think so. It's like all of a sudden he just doesn't get his own way. He punched a cameraman in the late 70s against Michigan. And I think the one of, like I said, Art Schleser is one of his biggest games. He punched a player on the sidelines, a visiting player, and I think that was his last game. But I think Woody Hayes would be the most hated.
He got fired after that. I don't think that's something you can get away with. Well, that's not true. Didn't somebody just hit a player recently? Oh man, mm-hmm. Who was it? You remember that? Wasn't like a couple months ago or sometime this year somebody hit somebody and had to apply. It was a college football coach. Oh my God, who was it?
Yeah, I can't remember. You're right.
Somebody pushed or shoved some. No, it was in the NFL. Oh man, who did it? Oh man, I'm drawing a blank.
Jonathan Gannon.
Oh yeah, Jonathan Gannon. Yeah, when he dropped the fumble on the way into the end zone. Yeah, then he had to apologize. He got fined. What did he get? $500,000? He got fined or something like that.
Yeah, it was like $500,000 to $250,000.
Yeah, and that's and what is he gonna do? He pushes his player and then his player punched him in the jaw. He'd be excused if you ask me. Why not? Keep your hands to yourself. Hey, Brent, thank you for calling from Illinois.
Anytime, Jared. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I don't know. We got people spitting at each other. We got people punching each other. Welcome to 2025, right? It steps away from 2026. And walk with caution. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, at the end of the show, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I'm going to tell you about something that should be history with NBC. It involves Michael Jordan. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. But right now, let's get into a news flash. Here he is with an update. It's Peter Schwartz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We've talked about a lot. Giannis, the rumors about him wanting an exit, exploring an exit from Milwaukee. And then we find out that Giannis, he leaves tonight's game 3 minutes in against the Pistons with a calf strain. So that'll obviously be an issue if he really is exploring leaving. Chris Paul sent home from the Clippers. Is his career done? Is he going to look to be traded to another team? Are the Clippers going to move him when he's eligible on December 15th? There are a lot of questions there. And, of course, again, everybody feels like they're just – well, Mike Tomlin feels like everybody's piling on him, including his former players. We got Ben Roethlisberger floating the idea that he should just leave and part ways with the Steelers. He should just go to Penn State. It's like, damn, Big Ben, how do you really feel? I'm sure Mike Tomlin's sitting around going, man, if this bleepity bleep just don't shut the hell up, just shut up. Anyway, I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to tell you why I think NBC needs to maybe shut the hell up with Michael Jordan. And then, well, you know what? Not then. Let's just do it right now. I'm going to get to your calls, but let's talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yes, the end of the show. It's time for us to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is December 3rd, 2025. If we go back to 1973, Dick Anderson of the Miami Dolphins, he intercepted four passes, which ties an NFL record. We've had 12 guys to intercept four passes. No one's ever intercepted five in a game. But anyway, he returned two for a touchdown. Okay, and his team won 30-26. Let's go ahead and take a listen to Dick Anderson. Go out there and just say, give me all the balls.
That's in and out of the hand.
There it is. Four in. What a nice day.
I don't believe it.
Who is it? Dick Anderson. How about that? Four interceptions. He's the leading receiver tonight.
Yeah. Catch all the balls. Yeah, catch them. December 3rd, 1982, the hitman Tommy Hearns, he won the WBC welterweight title. 15 rounds they used to go. He beat Wilfred Benitez in New Orleans. Listen to this, the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a majority decision. Lou Filippo of California sees it 142-142, calling it even. He is overruled by Judge Dick Young, 146-136. Tony Castellano, 144-139. In favor of the winner by a majority vote, the new super welterweight champion, Tommy Hitman Hearns.
Yeah, nothing like a prize fight listening to the victor at the end. That's always fun. You hear the lady screaming in the back, and she's like, I'm going to have a good night, and I'm going to get paid. December 3rd, the year 2000. Man, we had a bunch of guys rush for 200 yards in the same damn day. Nobody wanted to play no defense. Mike Anderson did it. Corey Dillon did it. Warwick Dunn did it. Shoutouts to Curtis Martin. He did it. It's the first time in NFL history that four dudes rushed for 200 yards on the same damn day. Mike Anderson, he was a rookie at the time. He had 251 yards rushing and four touchdowns as the Broncos beat New Orleans 38-23. Chris Berman always knows how to throw a party. Listen to him talk about this on ESPN.
Third quarter, very scary moment. Off another great job of blocking and a quick run through the hole. Anderson is hit squarely by Kevin Mathis on his left knee. He fumbles, loses ball, and he's hurt. And this looked bad. Terrell Davis looking on. Anderson helped off. But guess what? He's ready, Tommy.
He's a Marine.
He's a Marine. Anderson returns. And does he return? Boy, this really looks like he's got a bad knee. Look at him go. 35 yards. 200 yards for him in the game. On first and goal, he's our man. Is he ever? Four touchdowns in a game. First Bronco to do it. 251 yards rushing.
Yeah, all he didn't say is back. I guess not in football because the man rushed forward. How about this? December 3rd, let's look at the year 2017. Tom Brady. He just said, I'm just going to beat up on the Buffalo Bills. He threw for 258 yards. He threw an interception. But New England, they still won 23-3 over the Bills. Even in the game, he sucked. Tom Brady, at that point, he improved his record to 27-3 against the Bills. And he broke Brett Favre's record for most wins by a quarterback against any one opponent. Of course, Bill Belichick, we talked about him early in the show being the most hated coach of all time. Bill Belichick. This is what he had to say about Brady's accomplishment. I wonder what he sounds like.
All the historical stuff, you know, it really doesn't matter right now. It's about this season, about this game, and now it's about, you know, getting ready to go down and play Miami on Monday night. So we can reflect back on that some other time.
Okay, he's like, I don't care. I don't give a damn. Anyway, that old pain in the ass. There you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history, December 3rd. You know, I did mention this as well. Michael Jordan, they had that game last night between the Celtics and the Knicks on NBC. I love the presentation. I think NBC does an amazing job with sports. It is so nostalgic. They're just awesome. The production value, everything is a great watch and how it's presented. It's fun. NBC did a great job in the 90s of telling stories that made you hyped for the game. The game was like a soap opera, the way they presented it to you. And I'm glad we got that back. And we found out that Michael Jordan would be contributing to the coverage on NBC. And we didn't get real details. And then when we got the details, it was like, oh, he's going to give us these keys to success and words of wisdom. And then we got the first one, and he's just sitting there with Mike Tirico in his house. And then it was like 3 weeks, and then we got another one. And then we got another one last night where he's talking about branding. He really hasn't said anything that's out of this world. Now, here's a part that's really just a waste of time. They're pre-recorded segments that have been running now since October. It's December. They're wearing the same clothes, the same shoes. It's the same dark spot. It doesn't appear. And we know it's Michael Jordan. Is he going to show up once a week and do stuff? No. But it's just awful. It's a bad, bad look. They might as well scrap it if we're not going to get anything authentic, anything cool, anything fun from Michael Jordan. It's a waste of time. You get these clips like last night he talked about branding. And I agree with him. We got a lot of people worried about their brand and making money. I say this all the time. You got to make the main thing the main thing. Otherwise, you look like a clown. You look stupid. Okay, listen to Michael Jordan, what he had to say about, you know, hey, making sure that the basketball stands out first.
Now it's like, it's a prerequisite. You know, everybody has to have a logo. Everybody has to have a...
You know why, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm part of the reason why everybody tries to get a logo, but...
Brand, right?
A brand.
Right, brand Jordan.
But the thing is that that brand established based on what I did on the basketball court. You know, I didn't put the brand before I put the work. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I put the work first, and then the brand evolved based on the work.
Right.
A lot of times it's different. You see it in every sport, not just basketball, football, baseball. Everybody's walking around with a logo and their hat. And I get it. But whatever I did here is never going to affect what I do on the basketball court.
Yeah, I agree with him. And I'm not mad at any of these players who want to make money and making money in college and establishing your brand. But here's the part. There's a lot of folks, they are not prepared for the criticism that comes. If you can't live up to all the hype that you created for yourself. Otherwise, you look like a complete fool. And you got players who want to whine and cry and complain when things don't work. It's like, hey, you've been focusing on your brand. Great. There's brand awareness on who you are and what shoes you have. No better example than Ja Morant. He was supposed to be one of the next faces of Nike. They invested so much into him. They wanted his shoes to kind of take over from what we got out of Kyrie Irving and John Morant with his hair, his shoes, everything. He's supposed to be the next big thing. He's a dummy. He's a jackass. He's making mistakes, and he doesn't care. He's made a lot of money. He's made a lot of mistakes. And apparently, he doesn't even care about the criticism. But then you get guys who just want to whine and cry when they're criticized. And it's because you didn't make the main thing first. God bless Angel Reese. Okay, I think she's gotten better as a basketball player. Nobody's going to confuse her with Asia Wilson or even Lisa Leslie. Shout outs to Lisa. We've had her here on the show. But look, Angel Reese, she's built an amazing brand. And she's made herself a lot of money. God bless her. I think it's cool what she's done. But there's still elements about being criticized for the basketball where she's still susceptible to that she may not be prepared for. And so I think that's the ultimate point. Go get your money however you can. But when people start looking at you going, oh, yeah, but we know you from this, the basketball, the football, but you suck at that. Are you going to get better at that? Or are you a social media influencer? Are you a podcaster? I mean, come on. We had Paul George, his team sucks so bad, he had to wake up and just go, you know what? I suck. I can't play. The team sucks. I'm going to stop podcasting. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have done it in the first place. Okay. Everybody has a hobby. Good for you. We're not saying dribble a ball all day, every day, 24/7. But damn, you can't have the main thing stinking a joint up and then trying to build your brand on the other side. You're opening yourself up for criticism. And a lot of people, they're not prepared for it. They're not. Hey, thank you so much to Law Murray for coming through, joining us from The Athletic to talk about the Clippers. Thank you so much to every caller who hit us up as we talked about some of the most hated coaches in the history of sports. Hello, Lane Kiffin. And I'm sure we'll have more news tomorrow. Okay. I mean, Giannis went down. I don't think we'll have anything new from Chris Paul. We're getting closer to all the conference championship games. We got Thursday night football tomorrow. So we got a lot to do. If you've missed a minute or a second of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Me, you can find me online. I exist all over the place. I am on the internet at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth, be amazing. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. They're telling me I got to shut up. I'll be back tomorrow. But right now, you need to stick around because Sean Levine is in for Bart Winkler here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.